That speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Monday, the 1st of September, 2025, with a real feel of 30 degrees Celsius. It's 27 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon, with wind gusts of 26 kilometers per hour. The headlines. Bank of Zambia begins issuance of new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha banknotes. Kalulushi residents demand 220 million kwacha and 9.7 billion US dollars from senior matters. And Putin says he reached understandings with Trump over end of Ukraine war.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Bank of Zambia has, effective today, September 1st, 2025, commenced the issuance of the new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha banknotes under the Heritage Series, while simultaneously beginning the withdrawal of the old 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha notes from circulation. Bank of Zambia Assistant Director of Communications, Besnat Mwanza, has stated that the withdrawal of the old note is being conducted in accordance with the provisions of SI No. 9 of 2025, issued by the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumeko Msokotwane. In a statement, Ms. Mwanza has further noted that with this development, the Central Bank has now completed the full rollout of the Heritage Series banknotes into circulation. Over 47 households from Kalulushi's Kalusale community have issued a demand letter to senior matters seeking the immediate payment of 220 million kwacha as interim compensation to facilitate their relocation, resettlement, medical screening, independent testing, treatment and livelihood restoration. The households are also demanding payment of 9.7 billion US dollars for the establishment of a victim and environmental compensation and rehabilitation fund, which will be jointly managed by the government and independent actors under mutually agreed terms to cover contingent repatriations as well as medical and psychological assistance for affected victims. In a letter dated 28th August 2025 issued by Melissa and Partners Legal Partners on behalf of the residents, the residents have also called on senior matters to fully comply with the environmental restoration order issued by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, on 21st February 2025. The residents have warned that failure to meet the demands within 10 days of receiving the letter will result in the commencement of legal proceedings against the company. In more news, this afternoon, Patriots for Economic Progress and Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has criticized the proposed minimum alternative tax, describing it as unnecessary and ineffective in addressing the root causes of the Zambia's narrow tax base. The government recently tabled the Income Tax Amendment Bill No. 9 of 2025 in Parliament, which, among other provisions, introduces a new tax known as the minimum alternative tax and will be levied at a rate of 1% on turnover for individuals and partnerships that are neither on turnover tax nor on presumptive tax. According to Mr. Tembo, the only sustainable way to broaden Zambia's tax base is by fostering a vibrant private sector. He has pointed to several pressing challenges that continue to stifle private sector growth, including the government's failure to pay suppliers on time, high interest rates, expensive overregulation, and the instability in the pricing and supply of key production inputs such as electricity and fuel. In a statement, Mr. Tembo has also cited high existing tax rates as a barrier to business growth. Now, the Acting Secretary to Cabinet, Dr. Oliver Kalabo, has called on permanent secretaries to formulate policies that will change the lives of ordinary Zambians. Speaking when he officiated at the induction ceremony of the recently appointed permanent secretaries at the National Institute of Public Administration in Lusaka, Dr. Kalabo said policies that fail to translate into better living conditions of ordinary Zambians will not be entertained. He has further encouraged permanent secretaries to eliminate bureaucratic inefficiencies within ministries in order to serve the nation more effectively. Dr. Kalabo says all policies should result into increased production to the benefit of Zambians.
You are not there merely to oversee the implementation process. That's routine. Your focus should be what is the impact on service delivery. So if you appointed PS Water and Sanitation, will only judge you the situation of water and sanitation. What you do, that is routine. What is it that the people of Zambia are benefiting from your appointment? PS Ruapula will judge you on what the benefits of the people of Ruapula will get from your leadership in Ruapula province in terms of service delivery.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute of Architects has congratulated Sidney Ngoma on his election as the Secretary General of the African Union of Architects. ZIA President Musunka Silungwe says this appointment is a testament to his exceptional leadership and dedication to the architectural profession. He said as past Vice President of the AUA Southern Region and past President of ZIA, Architectural Ngoma brings a wealth of experience to his pivotal role. Mr. Silungwe said his election underscores the confidence of the architectural community in his ability to shape the continent's architectural future, and thanked the government for the support.
This great responsibility is one which we are very confident that he will manage and proudly serve and fly the Zambian flag to greater heights. The Zambia Institute of Architects also wishes to thank the government of the Republic of Zambia through the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for their support rendered during the campaign period and during the just ended 14th General Assembly of the African Union of Architects.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he reached understanding with U.S. President Donald Trump over the end of the Ukraine war at their meeting in Alaska last month. But he did not say whether he would agree to peace talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, brokered by Trump, who had apparently given Monday as a deadline for Putin's response. Speaking during a summit in China, Putin continued to defend his decision to invade Ukraine, once again blaming the war on the West. The BBC has more on other stories.
The Taliban in Afghanistan says more than 600 people have been killed by a magnitude 6 earthquake in the eastern province of Kunar. They say more than 1,300 people have been hurt. The epicenter is in a remote mountainous area of Afghanistan, which is making relief operations difficult. Officials say some villages have been completely destroyed. Ali Latifi is a journalist based in Kabul. President Vladimir Putin has defended Russia's war in Ukraine at a summit of 20 world leaders in China. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, Mr. Putin again blamed Western powers for the conflict. He suggested that progress was made during his meeting last month with Donald Trump. Ethiopia has rejected President Trump's assertions that the United States financially supported the building of a controversial dam on the River Nile, which is due to be inaugurated next week. The Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam has been at the center of a diplomatic row between Addis Ababa and two countries further, Sudan and Egypt.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
And finally in sports this afternoon, Morocco captain and Ballon d'Or nominee Achraf Hakimi could this week become the first African qualifiers for the 2026 World Cup. A match day 7 win over Niger in Rabat would give the Atlas Lions an unassailable lead in Group E unless second place Tanzania triumph in Congo Brazzaville earlier that day. But a Tanzanian triumph will most likely only delay the qualification of the 2022 World Cup semi-finalist Morocco. Morocco will travel to Zambia for an 8 September clash in Douala, and assuming they beat Niger, would need 1 point to clinch a place at the expanded 48-nation global showpiece. And on that sporting item ends the news at 12, but before I go, here's a recap of the top stories. The Bank of Zambia has, effective today, September 1st, 2025, commenced the issuance of the new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha